We were invited up to the third floor of a squat brick industrial building on the north side of Chicago this week to talk to a couple of people in Wilco in their studios.
Oh, this place is great.
It's a tough place to do a tour of because it's just one big room.
Yeah.
And you can kind of stand in the middle and just turn around and look and see everything almost.
Everything and then some. Microphones and amps, hundreds of guitars, a collection of ceramic white cats and concert posters, snacks, soft drinks, bunk beds and blankets, and about a 6 foot tall animatronic gorilla.
And the shirt on it gets changed every year on my birthday.
Wilco's been hailed as alt country, a label they sometimes are a little bit uncomfortable about, but with their latest album, Cruel Country, they now seem to embrace the moniker. We're at the band's loft with drummer Glenn Cochy and frontman Jeff Tweedy. So tell us, please, about Cruel Country. What made you decide to finally put your arms around country?
Well, I still bristle at it a little bit because I'm not a big believer in genre, but at this moment in time, it felt like having sturdy shapes and song shapes to project my own uncertainty onto felt like an easier target. And these simpler shapes and forms, that's really all I'm referring to as country. Some country music aficionado might think it's not country. I think a lot of people might think it's not country. But I also think that the music that people made when country music was forming its identity didn't think of what they were making as country music. I think that they were expressing themselves however best they could with whatever they could get their hands on.
Let me ask you about the title track, Cruel Country.
Love my country like a little boy, red, white, and blue. I love my country stupid and cruel.
What do you want people to make of that?
First of all, it's true. Well, when somebody said to me that you're going to get grief for that, I was like, okay, but if you can tell me convincingly that that's not true, I'm happy to listen. But sadly, it is true. But it is also true that I love what America represents in so many other ways. And I also have an attachment to it that is very similar to a familial attachment.
Mm-hmm.
When you love your family, you forgive a multitude of sins, and we are a family as a country that is dysfunctional.
All you have to do is sing in the choir, set yourself on fire, everyone's in a while. Sing
Glenn Cochy, let me see if we can draw you out on that.
Our country, just like a child, goes through different phases, and you just grow and you get through it, and you hope that you come out okay on the other side. And I think that's, you know, how we feel about our country as well.
Yeah, it's just, I want to meet people where they are. There is something powerful and important about acknowledging each other's thoughts. It's a really weird little trick that if you tell somebody, you're right, I feel that too, or you're seeing what you're seeing and you're feeling what you're feeling, it doesn't make it go away, but it makes it a little bit less of a burden. There's not something wrong with me. This really is unacceptable.
Let me ask you both. Jeff, you've written about a band as kind of a functioning democracy. Could I get you both to explain how that works?
In the style of recording in particular that we used on this record, where everybody's playing all at once, bleeding into each other's lives in a way that we can't control, with the idea of all band members playing all at once with the goal of getting something that you can put out and share as a record, You either all get there at the same time or you don't get there at all. You have to trust that we're all going to make it.
My God, that's beautiful.
But you're gonna have to learn. Learn when it isn't your turn. Somehow. Cause I'm gonna be the only one falling apart right now.
Glenn Cochee, is that what you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key word there was trust. You know, that we trust each other. There's not enough time to scrutinize everyone's parts and what they're going to do and trying to get a perfect performance. It's more capturing an energy and trusting that everyone's going to make good decisions with everyone else in mind. And
you should explain that there seems to be, if I had to guess, that's a trash dumpster out there.
Yeah, no, that's the freight elevator.
Yeah. That's freight elevator. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and with this batch of songs in particular, you know, it all kind of started with Jeff sending us demos during the pandemic, kind of just as an exercise, a demo a day, and that happened for over 50 days. And if you had time that day, you'd maybe add something on it. If you didn't, you'd just check it out. But there's also something very liberating to speak musically in a vocabulary that we all know, which is mm-hmm. this more folk country stuff, which is a part of all of our backgrounds.
Let me ask you about the track, I Am My Mother.
Dangerous dreams have been detected, streaming over the southern border. It's bad as it seems, it's worse than expected.
My father was a person that I would have disagreed with on almost everything growing up politically and his take on the world. And by the time he passed away, he had grown so much closer to me mm-hmm. in a way that I found incredibly moving. And the song, I don't really think it's directly referencing it, but when I hear it, I'm reminded of a conversation that my dad had with me after Donald Trump was elected. Mm-hmm. And, well, I mean, there was a Muslim ban. He heard that my family, we were all going to the airport to protest, and my dad called me up crying and saying that he would go with us if he could. But he wasn't well. But the other thing he said is that he realized that if he had had to carry us across the desert to go somewhere where it would be safer to raise us when myself and my siblings were children, he would have done that. And there's this moment of empathy, and it moved me so deeply. I think that I was thinking that it would have been nice for my mother to be alive to hear my dad come to terms with some of these things.
Wow. Jeff Tweedy and Glenn Cochee. We are in their studios here in Chicago on the north side with Wilco, their new album, Cruel Country, 21 songs.
Yep.
Thanks very much. That's a lot of music. Thanks very much for letting us come into your world for a little while.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much, yeah.